May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. This is a Matthew 16 account of what Father Ron just read. I didn't know what the gospel reading was going to be today, actually. But this is what I was planning on speaking about. It says in verse 13, now when Jesus came to the district of Caesarea Philippi, he began asking his disciples, saying, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist, and some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, well, who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then I love in verse 21, from that time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised up on the third day. And Peter said to him, Peter took him aside, rebuked him, saying, God forbid, Lord, that shall never happen to you. And he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but on man's. I love Peter because he's just so normal. And he gets it really right. He's the only one who gets it right. And then just a couple of minutes later, he's like, good Peter thinking again. Back to Peter think and operating from the mind of the flesh. There's a place in Genesis 11, if you know that story about the Tower of Babel and how they were going to build a building that would reach all the way up to heaven, which of course is ridiculous and impossible. But God did like the disposition of their heart. And so he came and created all the different languages. They got confused. The building never got completed. But part of the whole deal of that is the idea that we can somehow, it's us toward heaven, is ridiculous. I wrote a devotional yesterday that if we think, our thinking is always we're trying to pull down heaven and we're trying to bring something down from heaven, that we're praying towards heaven. But the reality is that it's always about heaven coming down to us. It's all about grace. And it's not about we aren't able to pull anything down from heaven. And the story of Jacob's ladder in Genesis 28 is a story that when Jacob has this vision in his dream and he sees this ladder coming down from heaven and angels ascending and descending. And in John chapter 1, Jesus says that same thing about him. He said, you'll see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Not a ladder from earth to heaven, it's a ladder from heaven to earth. And what Jesus was saying was that he is Jacob's ladder. He is access from heaven to earth. The good news for us as Christians is that we've been seated in the heavenly places in Christ. And so that we can, instead of praying toward heaven, we can pray from heaven. Instead of thinking toward heaven, instead of trying to see this distant thing and see what's going on in heaven, we're actually been seated in the heavenly places with him. And when Jesus says this to Peter, there are several ways to interpret the scripture. I think probably they're all right. But I think the most powerful one is this, is that when Peter says, well, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God, everybody else had given these different answers. You're John the Baptist, you're Elijah, whatever. And then Peter says, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus says to him, Peter, that didn't come from your head. All these other guys are doing earth thinking. He says, but the Heavenly Father revealed that to you. That was a revelation from heaven. You're thinking from heaven. And then he says to him, and upon this rock, I will build my church. Is the rock Peter? Maybe. And also? Or is the rock the fact that God's going to build his church and the gates of hell won't prevail against it when people start thinking from heaven? When they start seeing from heaven, acting from heaven. Because that's what faith is all about. And then he goes on, he says this, he says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Keys are all about access. If you have keys to the building, you have access to the building, which means that you have, there's an authority that you carry, because not only do you have access, you when you have access, you have knowledge of all that's in the building, but you also control access. You give other people access to the building. And when he says to us that he's given us the keys of the kingdom of heaven, he's saying to us, you have access to the thoughts of heaven. You have access to the perspective of heaven about every single situation and every circumstance. And you don't have to earth think. You can think from heaven and then speak from heaven. That's again what it means that we live by the faith of the Son of God. We're in Christ, seated in heavenly places, and therefore we're praying from heaven. Faith is not believing towards something. Faith is believing from something. From something, that something is, what's heaven's perspective about this? And you and I have access to that in Christ. But the cool thing is that we're also able to reveal that to others and give them access to heaven's reality. When you and I get heaven's perspective, because we have access, so we can. That's the powerful thing about Colossians chapter 3, when he says, since then you've been raised up with Christ. In light of that fact, seek those things which are above, where Christ is. Now notice that, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you've died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Now in Christ is your life. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is. Because Christ, where Christ is now where you are. Because your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Christ is your life. This is what it means to operate in the mind of Christ. And when you and I get the mind of Christ, and we communicate, we display, we reveal the thoughts of heaven, we give people access to heaven. We give people access to being impacted by the reality of heaven. That's what he's saying here. And I believe that's the rock that he's building this church on, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against. The gates of hell will prevail against earth thinking. And just evaluate your own life today. Different things that you've thought, just we're not that far into the day, but ideas or feelings that you've given into, situations and circumstances and temptations, how have you perceived those things from earth's perspective or from heaven's perspective? What do you believe? But it's only as we think, believe from heaven, are the gates of hell being pushed back. They don't prevail. It's only then when we're on the offensive, we're actually destroying the wisdom of the enemy. You know, and so I know some of you today are here. I'm here too. We're experiencing some pushback from the enemy, some resistance because of this weekend, I'm sure, and because of the breakthroughs that we had. We've had several people get healed even this week. I think I shared some of you, the girl that 15, is she 15, Abby? Veronica, what? 14? She had that sore on her leg. Her father had it biopsied. And she got prayer the other day. The kids prayed for each other, and she felt like a shock in that place and went and checked it out because it was had been oozing, weeping, burning, painful. And the skin was growing back over it. It had stopped oozing. The pain was all gone. That's powerful. That's awesome. But you see, that's heaven's perspective about our situation. So I know that we're going through some stuff, but when Jesus saw a crippled man, what he thought from heaven was a healed man. And that's what we have to go after. And the gates of hell can't prevail against that. And if Peter can get it, as a goober as he was, then we can get it too, right? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.